Section 1, Best Response. Choose the best response to each question or statement. Number 1. Frank, we can't rely on our old vehicle anymore. Number 2. I heard that Fran is sick. I wonder if her illness is contagious. Number 3.
My favorite TV chef has a great chicken recipe you should try.
Number 4.
The Twilight books were quite a craze among teens last year.
Number 5.
How should I show my appreciation to my teacher, Mom?
Number 6.
Oh no! Look at how tall our opponents are!
Section 2, Short Conversations. Listen to the conversations, then answer the questions. Number 7.
I just finished reading Dr. Green's new health book.
I haven't read it yet. Is it good?
Well, his overall message is that we should exercise more.
You already exercise a lot. You're an athlete.
I know. The book doesn't really pertain to people like me.
Question. What is true about Dr. Green's new book?
Number 8. I'm so excited. I just moved into my first apartment.
That's great. What do you like most about it?
The contemporary furniture. The building is also brand new.
Cool. I'm looking for a new apartment, too.
Really? Then I'll introduce you to my landlord, Bob.
Question. What is true about the woman's apartment?
Number 9.
You look tired today, Frank.
That's because we hosted 10 college students all weekend.
Are they your son's friends?
Yes, Ronnie sure has a lot of friends.
Question, what did Ronnie's friends do all weekend?
Number 10.
Baking always stresses me out.
What are you talking about, Jane?
I'm trying to replicate my mother's famous chocolate cake.
Let me guess, you're not able to do it, right?
No, it's too complicated. I give up.
Question. What is true about Jane?
Section 3, Short Talk. Listen to the talk, then choose the best answer to each question. For questions number 11 and 12.
One of the benefits of living in the suburbs is that it's quieter. However, driving downtown to work every day can get a little expensive. And now, with the economic crisis, I decided to look at how I could save some money. Taking public transportation to work was a good place to start. To save even more money, I've been thinking of building an eco-friendly house. It uses a lot of high-tech devices that save energy. The only problem is that the house is a large investment. Should I spend a large amount of money now, just to save a little more later?
Number 11.
Where does the speaker enjoy living?
Number 12.
How does the speaker want to save money?